Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 160 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Well, I guess I wasn't. I was completely and absolutely wrong on the election. I was one of those people who believed that Hillary Clinton had it locked up, and obviously, dead wrong. Donald Trump is a president-elect of the United States. That's hard for me to say. But it's the truth, and I'm not going to get involved with all that Hillary won the popular vote and all that bullshit, because changing the Electoral College, if it's to be done, it's to be done between elections. It doesn't get done on election night. It doesn't get done on the next day because your side lost. Doesn't work that way. Wow, I am still absorbing this. People ask me how I feel. I feel bad. I'm afraid for the United States. I think this election is the absolute truth. It shows who we are as a nation. I think America is a racist, misogynistic, fear-filled, xenophobic nation. We are afraid of anyone who's different. Make America great again, to me, means make America white again. And that's what's been done. And people with all the stop whining and all that. No, fuck you. Okay, because it's not whining. This is real. This is real. If you are a person of color or a woman in the United States, you will be treated differently because white men feel they have a mandate in winning this election. Make no mistake. It's the police are going to be more of a problem because, you know, the president gets to pick judges. Okay, so when Donald Trump starts putting in judges and Trump's people start, do you really think that as a minority, you're going to have a chance in court when a white cop says you did blank? That's real. Ladies, if you're groped or have some sort of sexual harassment complaint at work, when you end up in court, well, what's the court going to say? You know, we're going back. Okay, we're going back to the 50s at best. At best, it'll be the 50s. There are people saying, you know, and it's really hilarious to me, the Republicans saying, oh, give him a chance. Be open-minded. Really? Really? The same chance you guys gave Barack Obama when he was first elected in 2008? Open-minded? The moment he was elected, McConnell said that our only job is to make sure he's a one-term president. The official Republican stance was vote no on any legislation put forth by the Obama administration. Is that the kind of chance we're supposed to give? Now, the difference is, my opinion doesn't matter. Truly, it doesn't matter. The Republicans control the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. By the way, Donald Trump didn't know those were the three branches of government. Just a side note. But that, so, you know, I had my agent actually ask me, could they overturn Roe versus Wade? Well, of course they could, because all it's going to take, and now I'm no expert in law, so I can't say exactly how it works, but basically, someone challenges a law, that challenge goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court reverses a decision. That happens all the time. That happened to other things, you know, negative things or social things. So, yeah, that could easily happen. Any civil rights legislation, any voting legislation, any LGBT legislation, you could just write all of that off. I'm going to take a quick look here. And it's funny because we always talked about Donald Trump not having a plan. Well, he did have a plan. And so this is basically Donald Trump's 100-day action plan to make America great again. First, propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Not going to happen. Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce federal workforce to attrition. Third, a requirement that for every new federal regulation, two existing regulations must be eliminated. What? Just randomly. Okay. Okay, listen. We're gonna give you I don't know, some air safety regulation, okay? But we eliminate the requirement, two requirements for airplanes to be inspected regularly and against them. That's an amazing, that one's hilarious to me. A 5-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave office. Not going to happen. A complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. Putin's not going to allow him to do that. He will renegotiate NAFTA or withdraw. He will announce withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm sorry, I'm laughing again. I will direct my Secretary of the Treasury, who knows who that might be, to label China a currency manipulator. I will direct the Secretary of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representative to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers. So is he going to shut down all of his own companies, which make everything in China, including Make America Great Again hats made in China? That's a beautiful thing to me. Lift Obama-Clinton roadblocks to allow vital energy infrastructure like Keystone Pipeline. We knew that. Cancel billions in payments to the UN climate change. We knew that. Cancel every unconstitutional executive action, memorandum, and order issued by President Obama. The 8 years of Obama's presidency will be wiped out in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency. Begin the process of selecting a replacement for Justice Scalia. Very interesting. They're suddenly going to vote on a Supreme Court justice. Cancel all federal funding to sanctuary cities. How do you even do that? L.A. is the same, so we get no federal money anymore. Mississippi will get plenty, though. Begin removing more than 2 million criminal illegal immigrants from the country and cancel visas to foreign countries that won't take them back. So you're going to throw them out, but their country won't take them back, and they're going to go where? Suspend immigration from terror-prone regions, you know, like Mississippi and Alabama. The Klan, get it? My podcast got about 3 more weeks, by the way. Some kind of middle-class tax relief and simplification act designed to grow the economy 4% a year and create 25 million new jobs. Listen, if there's one thing we've learned about lowering taxes since the Reagan administration is that it does not create jobs. The trickle-down theory does not create jobs. The trickle-down theory allows the rich to get richer. But people continue to believe it, so they'll keep doing it. This is hilarious. Establish tariffs to discourage companies from laying off workers in order to relocate in other countries and ship their products back to the U.S. tax-free. That's what his companies do. On and on. School Choice and Education Opportunity Act. This is a bad one. Okay, this is school vouchers. So what's going to happen is redirect education dollars to give parents the right to send their kids to public, private, charter, magnet, religious, or homeschool of their choice. So what's going to happen is all the money is going to be removed from private schools. I mean, from public schools. It's going to be given to parents who can afford to put their kid in private school. And if you can't afford, you think public schools are bad now, wait till 4 years from now. By the way, this is the way Trump continues to be sure he has supporters. Stop educating people. Fully repeal Obamacare. We knew that. Replace it with health savings accounts because you got money to just put away, right? I mean, health costs aren't that high, so you could save up, you know, I don't know, $200,000 if you needed open heart surgery. Can't you? What the hell's wrong with you? Thought you were a good American. The ability to purchase health insurance across state lines. That'll work because, let's see, I live in California, so if 20 million Californians decide to buy cheap health insurance in Nevada and Utah, the insurance companies in Nevada and Utah wouldn't raise their rates at all, right? They would just absorb 20, 30 million Californians and keep the rates the same. Yeah, yeah, sure they would. Then they'd pay for California hospitals because, yeah. End Illegal Immigration Act, construction of a wall with Mexico, we knew about that. Restoring Community Safety Act, reduce surging crime, drugs, and violence by creating a task force on violent crime. Okay, so just so you know, that's stop and frisk. Me, all black people, brown people, get used to it. A national police force with full rights to stop and frisk and constitution, schmonstitution. So those are just some of the things in his pledge. You think it's not going to change? It's going to change. America is fundamentally going to change. Now, some people, listen, I live in California, probably the most, definitely one of the most states insulated from the federal government. California makes a lot of money. California is self-sufficient in a lot of ways. California supports a lot of the federal government by money we send. I've received one Facebook post about California seceding. You know, I've joked all the time about allowing the South to secede. Let's go. I'm all for California seceding from the Union. Good luck, America. God bless. But that ain't going to happen. But anyway, we're relatively insulated from this. I've had some people say, give it time. It's not going to be so bad. Listen, people say this is good for comedy. I don't think it is. I don't think that the downfall of America is great for comedy, but it's my job. And to me, the funniest thing is everything has reversed. Everything is backwards. So now me and many liberals like me are looking into buying a truck and a gun. And many Republicans, well, not many, but some Republicans are saying, you know, it's not the end of the world. Give it time. Hey, how come you guys can't reach across the aisle? That's my favorite one. Yeah, because Republicans reached across the aisle so quick and so often to help Barack Obama and Democratic policies. I spent election night on the Young Turks. I love the Young Turks. I love Cenk Uygur, who runs the Young Turks. It is a very progressive news source. You can watch tytnetwork.com. You can watch it on YouTube. Wow. I learned a lot that night. I mean, the Young Turks are, I would characterize as a lot of Bernie supporters. There was a lot of talk of had Bernie run against Donald Trump, he would have won. That may or may not be true. I'm not going to get into that argument. Did I miss the boat on Bernie Sanders? Yeah, I was probably wrong in supporting Hillary rather than Bernie. I don't know, but I'll take it. Doesn't matter now, but I'll take that hit. But probably the most interesting thing I learned that night in listening to women commentators and women who texted in or tweeted or whatever is how many women hate women. I honestly didn't know this. How many women, there was a large faction of women who simply didn't believe that a woman could be president. In other words, they didn't think a woman was capable of presiding over this nation. That fascinated me. There were a lot of women who were angry at Hillary Clinton they're angry at Hillary Clinton for having forgiven Bill Clinton for cheating, which is amazing because Donald Trump had three wives and he always cheated on the current wife with the next one, but that was somehow okay. But anyway, I was truly surprised by that. There was also people have talked about Donald Trump, I guess, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to go with the number I was given, that he received 29% of the Latino vote in Florida, and that was because of they were mad at Barack Obama for normalizing relations with Cuba. Well, here's the thing. If you voted out of anger at Hillary or Barack Obama, that's fine. But understand the choice you made, because now a man who admittedly knows nothing about foreign affairs has the nuclear codes. A man who thinks Rudy Giuliani is going to be a good attorney general is in charge. Now, Ben Carson might become the surgeon general. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. They're saying a lot of Washington insiders are going to be in his cabinet and stuff. I don't know. Do I see the worst possible outcome? Yes. Personally, and this is just me, I see the worst possible outcome in every aspect of the government over the next 4 years. There are some who go with the Hitler comparison and all that. I'm not going to that. I'm so tired of people being compared to Hitler. I will say the cult of personality, the people who personal problems I have, questions I have to look at, and I'm sure we're all going through these on some level. My motorcycle mechanic posted how happy he is that Trump is president. I have to decide if I'm going to continue to do business with him. This has been a friend of mine for 20 years. We've done tons of business. They do great work. But when you support a man who's supported by the Ku Klux Klan, I have to think, do I want to continue to give you my money? Another friend, more of an acquaintance, but I've known him. We've hung out and this and that, posted that all cops that have been shot were killed by Black Lives Matter or Hillary supporters. Something that's just blatantly not true. It's not true. Just Google who shot the cops. More white people have shot cops than Black people in this past year. So there are all those relationships. You know, jokingly, I have to say I have to question every white person I know. I got to look at you side-eyed. That's a joke, sort of. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I am going to buy a truck and a gun. I have to worry more now about the police. The courts, and here's the thing. The power that the Republicans have now will be entrenched. In other words, the fact that you can now make all the rules, you better believe the rules are going to be set up for them to keep this power. You know, Cenk talked about the closing of polling places. And make no mistake, all the polling places shut down were in minority areas, black or brown areas. And he said, why didn't Democratic mayors say, listen, we're out of money. We're going to have to close polling places in white areas. I said, why didn't they bus black voters to white neighborhoods? Because that'll scare them. But none of that's going to be done. Is it the end of civilization? I don't know. I hope not. I honestly hope there isn't some kind of nuclear action or anything like that. I read an article about a historian about how that could happen. The fact that Donald Trump says we won't protect NATO countries that don't pay their dues. So you have small countries in Eastern Europe or near Eastern Europe that get threatened by Russia or even attacked by Russia. They can't defend themselves, but we won't help them. So Russia expands. You have Brexit going on. You have France. They get the new leader, the Trump-like guy, so that they separate from the European Union. The EU crumbles and Europe becomes a bunch of independent countries again, which the EU has been the longest. Europe hasn't been at war. War start. Who knows? That could happen. And when I say could happen, I don't mean it's like out the impossible. I mean, like, it could happen. There's the odds are decent for that. The long shot, we get attacked by aliens and the world comes together. Independence Day. That's pretty much my hope. If we get attacked by aliens, the world will come together. Maybe. Trump has a free ride. Anything that goes wrong in the Trump presidency, the economy, the markets are instantly dropped, etc. But if the economy goes bad or jobs or there have been riots in the streets or any, we'll all be blamed on Barack Obama. Make no mistake. They say the mainstream media is dead. Maybe. I haven't watched the news. I'm not going to lie to you. I have not watched the news since Election Day. I have not turned on MSNBC, CNN. I never watch Fox News anyway, and I'd be damned if I'm going to watch them celebrate. That's my personal pet peeve. You can call me whatever you want. I don't even care anymore. I don't know if the mainstream media is dead, but they certainly did a bad job during this election. The Hillary Clinton campaign did a horrible job. They tried. Every campaign that tried to fight Trump on his own level lost. It wasn't about name calling. It wasn't about him being misogynistic or racist. It was the issues. Had you talked about the issues? Had you explained why your presidency would give more, would create more jobs? You know, if you had come up with a something other than, you know, him, you know, at the opposite to him saying ban all Muslims. If you had talked about an immigration plan that was going to work and how you would vet people from countries that Americans are scared of and yet allow legal immigration. It said there's a bunch of issues. Had you spoken about the issues, there might have been a chance, but it's all done now. The Clinton campaign is over. The Clinton political machine is done. Her concession speech was meaningless. Women still have a glass ceiling. That glass has been reinforced, ladies. It went from a sheet of glass to glass bricks. I'm just repeating myself now. The good thing was the day after Election Day, I had dental surgery and I was on pain meds for 24 hours. That helped. I love you guys. Those who are still listening, I appreciate it. I had no funny stories this week. Colin Kaepernick didn't vote. What the fuck? What the fuck? What is that shit? What an asshole. All that support you garnered and you didn't vote? What bullshit. I don't know. The only good news I got this week is that the Clippers look like a pretty good team this season. So maybe that'll be a distraction for me. Do you know anyone selling a nice truck? I'm looking. Coming up Friday and Saturday, this weekend, the 11th and 12th, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. It is Veterans Day weekend. Much respect, much love, and a salute to all veterans in the military. Your job and your sacrifice, we can never repay enough. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about repaying you, but we don't, and we're sorry. I'm sorry for that, but you do a phenomenal job, and we love and appreciate the American military, all branches, and even the Coast Guard. Yeah, Coast Guard, I make fun of you, but we love you too. This weekend at the Laugh Factory, next weekend, I am going to be at the Carlsbad Theater next Saturday night, the 19th. I absolutely love that show. It's part of the West Coast Funny, so maybe I'll see you there. I love you. Thanks for listening, and I wish I could say it'll get better.